So as it relates to Raid, the topic of today's daf, daf Yud Gimel, was the latter part of the very long Mishnah on daf Beis. The Mishnah had mentioned that the Soir HaMishtaleach, the Soir that went La'azazel, it was Mechaper Al Shal Averu Shebetayr, for all the other Averus. Meaning, up until this point, the Mishnah was talking primarily about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Yediyah Betchil, Yediyah Besayv, Yediyah Betchil, No Yediyah Besayv, No Yediyah Betchil, Yes Yediyah Besayv, No Yediyah Betchil, and also No Yediyah Besayv. That's one Avera, B'Shoigeg, with a whole bunch of different permutations about it, and you have a omid and a half of Mishnah that mentions exactly how the Yid got kapara in the event that he was guilty for that sin. But what about all the averos of the Torah? Says the Mishnah, Hakalois v'hachamurois, hazdoinois v'hashgogois, hoida v'loi hoida, asei v'lois asei, krisos umisas bezdin, sor ha-mishtalech mechaper. It was for that that the sor ha-mishtalech was mechaper. So as it relates to the avoida that was done on Yom Kippur, what emerges is a fascinating anomaly, something that Be'ez Hashem we're going to talk more about in tomorrow's daf. But the Sar HaMishtaleach was for sure the climax of the Avoida on Yom Kippur. In fact, it was Mechaper for almost everything. So Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha Mechila. Yom Kippur is a day of Kapara. The Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur is a big part of what's facilitating that Kapara. The Avoida was something that was done by the Kohen Gadol. He entered Lefnai V'Lefnim. It's the majority of the day of Yom Kippur. When you learn Masechtas Yuma, it's the majority of the Masechta. And really, within that entire Avoida, there was one aspect that accomplished 99%-ish of the kapara. And that was the Soir HaMishtaleach. It was the one Soir that went Lazazel. And the truth is, at first glance, just the words of the Mishnah are Einoy Oimer Elo Darsheni. What is it about the Soir HaMishtaleach that somehow had this ability to be Mechaper so much more than all the other Karbonos? And why is it that the Soir HaMishtaleach was the climax of the Avoido on Yom Kippur? The Rambam in his Moir Nevuchim, and this is in Chelek Gimel Perek Mem Vav, that's the famous Rambam in Moir, where he talks about Tami HaKarbonos, and he discusses a lot of the nuances and a lot of the details in Dinei HaKarbonos. So Toich Dvarav, this is towards the end of the Perek, he says, Kivan Shesora Mishtaleach Bo Lechaper Al Chatoim Chamurim Betzura Koyleles Ad Kidei Kach She'ein Chatos Tzibur HaMechaperes Mashehu Mechaper. So the Rambam Toich Dvarav, when he's talking about the Sar Mishtaleach, he throws in one line, Ad Kidei Kach, that's the Lashon HaRambam, She'ein Chatos Tzibur HaMechaperes Mashehu Mechaper. The Rambam was taken aback. He was amazed. He said, there's no Chatos Tzibur that was Mechaper in the way the Sar Mishtaleach was Mechaper. And he invokes the famous words, Ad Kidei Kach, it's Taka Pella. It's an unbelievable thing. Now the Rambam discusses that, being that it had such a Koyach HaMechaper, that's why it was brought, Al Eretz Gezeira, I ain't shown what's going on in the Moira. But the point is that it's something that really you see in the Mishnah, on Daf Beis, Amid Beis, something that you see very much in today's Daf, here on Daf Yud Gimel. Just one other point, B'Teres HaKdama, and that is, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, he talks about the Inyan of Tshuva, and then the Rambam says very famously, V'chein bali chatois v'ashamois, someone that was obligated to bring a chatos or an asham, be'ishem mevi'in karben ha'iseyem, al shigigasam oy al zdoina. When they came to bring their carbon for the aver that they did b'shoigig, or for the aver that they did b'mesid, ein meschaper lehem b'karbonam ad she'yasu tshuva. Their carbon did not give them kapara unless they did tshuva and vidui, and the Rambam brings a pasuk. The Rambam continues, V'chein kol mechuyavei miseis bezden, ומחויבי מלכוס אין מסחפ להם במיסוסן אוי בלקיוסם עד שיעשו תשובה ויסוודו. If somebody was chai of Mises Bezdin and he got Mises Bezdin, if somebody was chai of Malkus and he got Malkus, says the Rambam, the Mises Bezdin and the Malkus in and of itself was not mechaper עד שיעשו תשובה. וכן החויבו בחברו אוי המזיק ממנו אף על פי ששילם לוי מה שהוא חייב לוי אינו מסחפר עד שיסוודו ויושב, and he has to do תשובה, says the Rambam, all the different things that you find in the Torah that were mechaper, whether it's the Karban Chatos and the Karban Ash, whether it's Mises Bezdin, or Malkus, or even Chiyuvei Tashlumim. All of these things were only Mechaper if the Yid did Tshuva. If the Yid didn't do Tshuva, all these heebie-jeebie types of Kaparas, even Misas Bezdin, Malkus, Mammon, all these things did not have the ability to be Mechaper. Stating that, says the Rambam, and this is Mamish in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. The first Rambam that we read from is the Seifa of Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. This is Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Sora Mishtalech. The Sora Mishtalech, Lefisha, who Kapar L'chol Yisrael, being that it was Mechaper for Gans Kla Yisrael, Kohen Gadol Misvada Olav, Aloshen Kla Yisrael, when the Kohen Gadol would say Vidoy on the Sora Mishtalech, he would invoke all of Kla Yisrael. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'hisvada Olav es kol avoynois b'nei Yisrael. The Rambam continues, Sora Mishtalech Mechaper al kol aveiros shebetayr. The Sora Mishtalech was Mechaper for all the aveiros in the Torah. Hakalois v'hachamurois. Bein sh'ovar b'zod, Bain Shava Bishkogo, Bain Shahoidaloi, Bain Shaloi Hoidaloi, Hakom Mischaper Bisar Mishtalech. Everything was Mischaper with the Sar Mishtalech, Abavahusha Asa Chuva, says the Rambam. It's only true if the person did Chuva. Avalam Loi Asa Chuva, if the person did not do Chuva, Ein Hasar Mechaper Loi, Ela Alakalis. Then the Sar was Mechaper, but only for the Kalis. Umahin Akalis, Umahin Achamurois, Achamurois, Ein Rader Shachayov and Leah Mises Bezin Akalis. Vishwa Shava Shaker, Afa Pisha Embo. Chorus, Harehi Minachamurus, Vishar Mitzvahs Loisase, Umitzvahs Ase, Shein Bahen Chorus, Hein Hakalo, says the Rambam. So the Rambam says that just like I said, Chayve Chatois, Vashomois, and Mechuyove, Mises Bezden, and Mechuyove Malkos, and a Chayve Bechavere, Oyam Azik Mamoinoi, even though the Torah prescribes their Oynish. But the only time they're going to get Kapara, full atonement, is if they do Tshuva. The same is true for the Sar Mishtalech. The Sar Mishtalech, which was Mechaper, in the words of the Rambam, Al Kol Averish of the Torah. Hakalois v'achamurois, there too, you had to do tshuva. Stating that, the Rambam immediately throws in a massive asterisk. And the Rambam says that the only time you would have to do tshuva in order to get kapara from the Sar Mishtalech is if you're trying to get kapara for the chamurois, which the Rambam's definition is Mises Bezdin and Krisos. If, however, we're dealing with the kalois, which are everything else, even lois assays, and certainly assays, then the Sora Mishtalech was mechaper, even if you didn't do tshuva. In other words, the Rambam's telling us that there's an incredible anomaly when it comes to the Sora Mishtalech. All the mechaprim in the Torah were only mechaper with tshuva. The Sora Mishtalech, albeit faveros kalois, which are not so kal, lois assays and assays, there the Sora Mishtalech was mechaper, afilu loy osa tshuva. And the emes is that this Rambam is a mechudesh de Rambam. Not only is it a mechudesh de Rambam, at first glance, it actually is inconsistent with the sugya. Because the Gemara was discussing the fact that the Sora Mishtalech is mechaper naseh. And the Gemara asked, memonavshach, if the person did tshuva, then loizaz misham atshemoich. And if the person didn't do tshuva, it's Zevach Rasham Tayeva. And the Gemara got involved, and she says, Rabbi, Yitzume Shalyam is Mechaper. Right, that was the sugya. L'chura, according to the Rambam, the Sar Mishtaleach, for sure, when it comes to Asay, is Mechaper, Afilu Loyasa Tshuva. And there is no halach of Zevach Rasham Tayeva. Now, the Rambam says, as it relates to Chamurois, there is halacha, you have to do tshuva. But the Gemara very, very clearly was discussing Aseh, and the Gemara said Zevach Risham Toyevo, which was mashma that the Sora Mishtalech would only be mechaper even for Aseh, which in the Rambam's world is from the kalois, if the person did tshuva. Because the Mishnah asks this kasha, the Lechem Mishnah asks this kasha. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, you don't see this every day, says Vitzorachia. He says, V'tzarech ein, have no pshat in the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah tries to give us a chenetza. If you look at the broader Mefarshei Rambam, the Merkavis HaMishnah and others, they all shtel tzu that the Rambam's Makar was a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is right here in the first paragraph of the Sechta Shavuos, and in the Yerushalmi is very mashma like the Rambam, and even though in the Bavli it's not mashma that way, but the Rambam was coming from a Yerushalmi. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you see in the Rambam another anomaly, L'chayra rooted in Yerushalmi, but another anomaly as it relates to the Sar Mishtalech, and that is, although all the Mechaprim are only Mechaprim Kishasa Tshuva, the Sar Mishtalech has the ability to be Mechaprim even if you didn't do Tshuva, and again, it's something that's Tzarech Bir Maishna, the Sar HaMishtalech, from all the other Mechaprim, that the mechaprim in general only work if the person did tshuva, but when it comes to the sarim mishtaleach, even if you didn't do tshuva. So again, two questions. Number one, what is it about the sarim mishtaleach that it's mechaper al kol averus shebetoyrim? Who ever heard of such a thing? Even the sarim lashem was mechaper for something. The pyre that the Kohen Gadol brought was mechaper for something else. A person did an avera, every avera that you did, you had to bring a carbon, right? If a person was over a chayve malchus, and he got asra again and again and again, you'd get malchus again and again and again. The oinchim are so nuanced, yet there's this one carbon that's so all-encompassing, the sar mishtalech, that it has the ability to be mechaper al kol avera shebetayra. And not just that, you see, it has the ability to be mechaper afilu kishayloi asa tshuva, albeit in certain situations. And again, l'chayra, this is something that's very, very tzarech bir. But it could be the pshat is, and it could be this is even emes, and it could be it's even pashen, based on something that we've spoken about, the Ezus Hashem, many times over the years. It's a davar mefursim, but I think it's kedai to chazer it over, befrat b'shvil davar she'nischadesh ba. And that is, the Eben Ezra, in Parshas Achrimos, on the Parsha of the Shnei Se'irim. So he quotes one of the Kadmoinim, Rav Shmuel, who made a diak in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'nosen aharein al shnei ha-se'irim goyrolois. Goyrol echad l'Hashem, v'goyrol echad l'azazah. One of these Seirim, one of the Geirolois, was going to go Lashem, and the other one was going to go Lazazel. Says Rav Shmuel that this Pasuk is making me a little bit uncomfortable. He said, because it sounds like of the two Seirim, one of them is going to go Lashem, but the other one is not going to go Lashem. Now, where is it going to go? It's going to go Lazazel. What is Azazel? I don't even know. But that's not the point. The point is, it sounds like it's not Lashem. Because if that Sar is also going Lashem, then it's not Goyrol Echad Lashem. It's both Goyrolos that are going Lashem. So Rav Shmuel was very bothered with this question. And he said that and it's mashma that the Sar Echad Azazel is not Lashem. Avada the Sar Mishtalech is Lashem. It says Lazazel. So the Eben Ezra doesn't say how Rav Shmuel got out of this. But the Eben Ezra quotes Rav Shmuel as struggling and grappling to understand Pashup Shad and the Pasuk, which at first glance would seem to suggest that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is bringing a carbon. Not Lashem. Abba says the Eben Ezra, the ain't tzarech. But Rav Shmuel's mutcherai really was shaloi l'tzarech. He didn't have to get so bothered by this. Ki ha-mishtaleach inenu carbon. Because the truth is that the soyer ha-mishtaleach was not a carbon. It wasn't a carbon. Ki lo yishachet. There was no shechita, right? It was thrown down a cliff. Vim yecholis lahavin asoid. Says the Eben Ezra, if you have the ability to understand the secret, shehu acha milas azaza, that follows the word Azazel, teda soidai, then you'll understand its soid, the soid shemoi, and the soid of its name, ki yesh lei chaverim b'mikra, because there's already precedent for its secret and other psukim in the Torah. And then the Eben Ezra says, v'ani agalo l'cho k'tzas ha-soid b'remez, and I'm going to reveal to you a little bit the secret, albeit b'remisa b'yoscha, ben shloshim v'sholosh teda enu, when you're going to be 33 years old, it's at that point you're going to know what the secret is. So the Eben Ezra is clearly speaking in riddles and in enigmas, and it's obvious that the Eben Ezra saw a big soid in the Sa'ir Lazazel. By the way, totally accepting the diak of Rav Shmuel, and that is only Sar Echad that went Lashem. The other Sar went Lazazel. What the secret is, says Eben Ezra, when you'll be 33 years old, you'll understand it. Just speaking for myself, I didn't understand it even when I turned 33 years old. But the point is, clearly there's some sort of Sa'id going on over here, which the Eben Ezra didn't want to reveal. But it's Yadua that the Ramban, right here, Allah Torah, brings the Eben Ezra, and he says as follows, one of the beautiful lines in Ramban. V'hine Rabbi Avram Neman Ruach Mechasa Davar. He says, Rabbi Avram, the Eben Ezra was a trustworthy person. He knew how to keep a secret. Avalaniya Rachel Megala Sa'idai. He said, I can't control myself. I don't have the ability to keep a secret. And the truth is that the reason I'm comfortable right now revealing the soid shekvar gilu Rabbi Seinu zal oisay b'mekoy mois rabim, because Chazal already were megala the soid in many, many different places. And Rabban goes ahead and he quotes two of the places where Chazal talked about it. One is Bereshis Rabba, Samechei Tesvav, And the other one, which is the primary source of the Ramban, is in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer and Perek Mem Vav. And the truth is, the Ramban doesn't quote the Zohar HaKadosh, Kamuvin, but really it's Mefurish, what the Ramban's about to say in Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Emor, Daf Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, Ayin Shon. And basically, the Toichin Hadvarim goes something like this. I'll read it from Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Umefurish mizeh bepirket Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol Perek Memvav. Lefichach hayu noisnin oisay l'samael shoychad biyoy makipurim shelo ye'akev es karbanim. We know that the way the Eibishter created the system is that there's a satan, and the satan's job is to be mekatrik. He's the prosecution. His job is to go and literally say all the bad things, all the Lashon Hara, all the Lishna Bisha that you could possibly say about Klai Yisrael. Who is the Satan? So in the world of Pnimius, it's the Samach Mem. It's Saroi Shel Esav. That's who it is. So the Samach Mem, who of course appears a lot in Kabbalistic literature and in different Midrashim and in different Chazals, he is the embodiment of the Satan. And his Avodah, his job is to go and to be Mekatrig against Klai. And every single day, 9 to 5, this is what he does. He goes and he literally stands in front of the Kisei HaKavod and he says, this year did that Avera, and that year did that Avera. And Yom Kippur, which is the day of Slicha Mechila, it's the day of the Yom HaKadosh, the Torah understood that the only way the Yidden would be able to get kapara for all the averus that they did during the course of the year is if on some level they were able to neutralize the Samach Mem. Because if the Samach Mem is going to be standing in the court and he is going to be there with his team of attorneys and he's going to be prosecuting, then there's no one that's going to be able to withstand what it is that the prosecution is going to be arguing. So it's for that reason the Torah came up with a tachbula. The Eitzah is that on Yom Kippur, we give the Samach Mem Shoychad. We give him Shoychad, we bribe him. We bribe him to be quiet. So like this, he won't be Mekatrik. What's the Shoychad that we give him? We give him a carbon. That's what we do. That carbon was the Sarech Adazazah. Says the Pirkei the Rabbi Eliezer that when the Kohen Gadol would bring the Sarech of Hashem, he understood that if you were going to bring that carbon in and of itself, that carbon was never going to be able to do what it's supposed to do. In fact, the entire Avodah of Yom Kippur wasn't going to do what it's supposed to do because there's going to be a Mekatrik Kenegadin. And how's the Avodah of Yom Kippur going to be a Reach Nichayach when there's the prosecution that's screaming it's going to be a Pchin of Toivel V'Sheretz B'Yodin? So together with the Sar Echad Hashem came along the Sar Echad Azazel. And that Sar Echad Azazel's job is to allow the Sar Echad Hashem and really all of the Karbonis and the entire Avodah to be Oyla L'Ratzin. And that is by quieting the Mekatrik. And how are we quieting the Mekatrik? We're quieting the Mekatrik by going ahead and giving him a little bit of Shoychad. And the truth is, really, to properly appreciate this Ramban, you have to revisit some of the Rambans and some of the Yesoidas that he repeats many times. Number one, the way you deal with Esav is with Shoychad. Ramban talks about this in Parshas Vayishlach. Ma'isav is similar bottom. Vayishlach Yaakov Mincha. The way the Yid fears with Esav is always by giving him Shoychad, by giving him a Mincha. This is Sarish Shal Esav. And we deal with Sarish Shal Esav the way we deal with Esav and Kol Yoytzeh Chalotzav. And that is with Abyssal Shoychad. But another point that gives you the richness of feeling in terms of what's going on in this Ramban is when the Ramban talks about Avodah Zarah in all the different places, and he says that once upon a time the pagans, they used to worship the Elohim Acherim, and they worshipped it because there was something to it. Now the Torah says don't do it, and for the Yid to do it could be it's foolish, right? All the Rambans that we spoke about recently in Chumash here. But the bottom line is that this was a pagan custom, and custom rooted in logic, in rationale, and that is that if you give a carbon to a malach, to an Elohim Acherim, you're actually accomplishing something. There's a tayelis, and that's exactly what the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. He would give some sort of carbon to Sarish Alesov, to the Samach Mem, and that's this inyan of Sar Echel Hashem and Sar Echel Azazel. The Ramban says that once you understand this, you could understand even more things related to the Sar Azazel. Number one, why did the Kohen Gadol have to make a gairo? Right, such a funny thing, especially when you learn the sugis and Masechtas Yuma. There's even chakiras in the Gemara. What would be if the Kohen Gadol would say, I want this Sar to be Lashem and this Sar to be Lazazel? He wouldn't make the gairo. It's ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. A lot of the Geshmaki Yuma sugis are related to the gairo. But really, the whole gairo is a funny zach. Well, you're making a lottery. What's this all about? This is the holiest day of the year, and the winner is is, right? What's Pashup Shat? Says the Ramban, it's because the Sar Echad Azazel is really on some level Epis Vasan Akrav Avodah Zarah. Right? Something that on a regular day you'd never be allowed to do. If somebody wakes up in the morning and brings the Sar Azazel, that's Avodah Zarah. That's Yaharu Gaval Yavah. That's the worst Avera Yid could possibly do. That's the second of the Ten Commandments. The point is, that's something that's extremely, extremely chamur. And being that there's an Inyan, there's a Reyach of Avodah Zarah, so to speak, that's taking place over here. So it's for that reason the Torah said, I don't want the Kohen Gadol to go and say, I want this Tzar to be Lazazel. So what you do is you make a Goyrol. A Goyrol is Me Hashem Yotza Adover. And like this, the Kohen Gadol himself is not the one that's actually saying and designating this Tzar to end up going Lazazel. Another thing the Ramban says, with this you can understand, is that there's a Chazal. The Chazal talk about the Chukei HaTorah. And the Medrash says that what's an example of a Chayk? The Parah Aduma and the Sar Lazazel. Right? Everyone knows the Parah Aduma, Zayis Chukei HaTorah. But there's a Chazal that says it's the Parah Aduma, the Sar Lazazel. Right? The Ramban, Memarashach. The Parah Aduma and the Sar Lazazel? Why? Because it's like a hakravas to say all the karbanas. What's unique about the Parah Aduma and in your name about the Sar Lazazel? Says the Ramban, it's Pashat. The word is that all karbanas have added this soydis in the karbanas. Ramban talks about it in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. But these were not karbanas. The Sar Lazazel was brought in Eretz Gzeira. It's brought in the Midbar somewhere. The Parah Aduma was brought on Harazesim. You're making Krovel, that's not Lashem, it's not a carbon, and you're getting kapara, you're getting tyra, zois chukas atyra, and that's why we single out the Sar Mishtaleach. But either way, says the Ramban, that you want to understand the soid of the Sar Lazazel, the soid that the Evin Ezra was referring to, the soid that the Evin Ezra was a Nemaruch Mechasad, but he didn't want to reveal. The soy that the Ramban said, Ani Arochel Megala Soydoi, it's this Inyan. It's the fact that the Sar Lazazel was taken not a Hakrova to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a Hakrova to the Samach Mem, that's embodied somehow in this word Azazel. And the reason we did it is because the Samach Mem is the Mekatrig, and today is the Yom Slicha Mechila, and we have no choice. We have to somehow bribe the Mekatrig. So like this, he won't do his thing, and the way we get the Mekatrig to be quiet, the way we accomplish this Haskateger, is by going ahead and giving him a little bit Shaychat. At the very, very end of this very long Ramban, the Ramban says that, so what did the Evin Ezra mean when he said that in Yechilas Lahavin Asoid Shu Acham Milas Azazel Teida Soidoy Vesoid Shmoy Ki Yeshloi Chaverim Bemikra Vaniya Galo Lachoktsas Asoid Birems Biyoischem and Shloishem Vesholish Tida Enu. So there's a lot of riddles within the riddle here, right? There's a lot of words, and really, if you could unlock those words, working backwards, we'd get to this Ramban. So the Ramban goes and he explains a little bit what this means, but just one point that the Ramban says in Yonenu, that Devin Ezra said, when you're going to be 33 years old, Teda Enu, you're going to understand it. Says the Ramban, if you count 33 psukim from the pasuk of Sar Echad Hashem, v'sar Echad Lazazel, v'goyro l'Echad Hashem, v'goyro l'Echad Lazazel, the pasuk says, v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheyem la'se'irim. The Torah says that there's an iser to shecht, even a carbon b'chutz, there's an iser to be ma'ilo a carbon b'chutz, and the reason is, v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheyem la'se'irim, to prevent the yid from, in the future, being oived avodah zarah. 33 psukim later, the Torah mentions avodah zarah, and it uses the word se'irim. Says the Ramban, this is what the Rebbe Ezra was trying to say. What the Ebenezer was trying to say is that this is a hakrov of Avodah Zarah. And Faker, this pasuk connects with the pasuk 33 psukim later. That even though right now I'm telling you there's an Indian of Goyro Lechad Lazazel, of V'lo Yizbuchu Oides Evchem La'se'irim. If you look at the Ramban on that pasuk, V'lo Yizbuchu Oides Evchem La'se'irim, the Ramban's Medayek, V'lo Yizbuchu Oid? What's the Oid? The Ramban says, you see from here, Alolu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, the Yidu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Because the Torah is telling them, V'lo Yizbuchu Oides Evchem. But the Ramban also says, take a look at what I wrote 33 psukim earlier. This is the V'lo Yizbuchu Oides Evchem La'se'irim. Because once the Torah was matted, the Sar Echad Lazazel, so now already there's a Geshrek. Now we're scared. What's going to be if the Yidden are going to learn from this and they're going to be Oifed more Avodah Zarah? Al Zen Nema the Parish of Shchutei Chutz. Al Zen Nema the Parish of Allah Aschutz. So it should be V'lo Yizbuchu Oides Evchem La'se'irim. But there's one thing you see from this Ramban and Ebenezer, which is above our pay grade, which is fascinating. And that is that the way the Sar Mishtaleach worked was fundamentally different from the way that all karbanos work. a korban, a chatas, a ashan, even misas bezdin a malchus, or if someone's chayvul b'chaveroi, where he's chayv b'chamisha dvarim, or if someone's over the above is nezikin, where he just has a good old fashioned chiyuv mamon. The aside of all those things that the person is doing, or the punishment that he's receiving, is to make the avera go away. Person did an avera, and because he did an avera, he has this pgam, he has this inyan that he has to deal with. So these mechaprim somehow are melabein the chet, and they make the chet go away. That's the tsura, that's the gedder, the gang of how all these mechaprim worked. The sarim mishtaleach worked fundamentally different. The yisoid of the sarim mishtaleach is not that it's mechaper the avoinos. The yisoid of the sarim mishtaleach is that you got the prosecution to drop the case. And if there's no prosecutor, well, then you have nothing to defend and you have nothing to worry about. As it relates to all the mechaprim, there's a court case. There's a mechaper, there's a this, there's a that. Nimnu v'gomru, the judge and the jury decide, bring a chatas, bring the nosham, do this, do that. The sora mishtaleach is the prosecution says, you know something, we're dropping the case. Why? He was bribed, that's why. But the bottom line is, he's walking away from this and he's saying that this is not something I'm going to want to deal with. A person that does an avera, if you want kapara for that avera, there's a very nuanced way to get the kapara. Chayvi krisis b'shoigig, you go and you bring a chatas. If you wanted the chayvi ashamos, you bring an asham. If someone did something which is chayv misas bezdin, skilus rei feherik v'chenik, that's what you do. If you're included in the eloin aloikin, you do that. If you're a sugi in bava kama somewhere, so good. Then learn bava kama. You figure out what you're supposed to do. It's very nuanced. And the mechaper that you do is going to be mechaper for the thing that you did. Oh, and by the way, the Rambam says it only works, kishasa tshuva. But the sarim mishtaleach is fundamentally different. The sarim mishtaleach means that the sultan says, I'm taking the day off. The sultan says, I'm not being mekatrik. I'm not being mekatrik. Because the sultan is not being mekatrik. So what happens is, there's no prosecution. If there's no prosecution, then the carbon that you're bringing on this day, which is the holiest day of the year, now all of a sudden is going to be able to do its thing. There's no one that's arguing averos. If there's no one that's arguing averos, well, if there's no prosecution, no prosecution. There's no prosecution on the kalois, there's no prosecution on the chamuros. There's no prosecution on the essay, on the lois essay. Whether it was hoida or loy hoida. Even if it's chayvi mises bezer, chayvi krisis, l'shoyne azov shal Rambam. There's no prosecution, I'll call averos shebetayra. So if there's no prosecution, then what do you have to worry about? Oh, and by the way, why do you even have to do tshuva? Tshuva is a chelik of the process of getting kapara for an individual chet when there's a prosecution. But to the extent that there is no prosecution, well then, there's nothing to worry about. And that's the koyach of the Sarah Mishtaleach. That's the reason that the Sarah Mishtaleach was able to be mechaper for everything. Just to add one knitch. Moshe Lamad Avadoyma, Chafetz Chaim, in the beginning of Shmir Saloshin. This is in Shara Schira. It's in Perik Beis. So he talks about the Chomer Ha'avoin of Lashon Hara, and he struggles to understand. I mean, he wrote so many Svarim on this Indian, but Lashon Hara is the most Chomer from all the Averas, right? Kishem Shatam Torah is the mitzvah that's connected Kulam, so to Lashon Hara is the Avera that's connected Kulam. And what's this Indian? And Kiddur Chavetz Chaim has different Mahalchim, but one of the things the Chavetz Chaim said very, very stark, and it's really based on a Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Pekudei, where the Zohar HaKadosh says a cryptic line. He says, V'kulu dal Torin, these are all the prosecutors, La Asara, La Hay Chivya Rabba, La Meheve dal Torah al Alma, in order to be ma'irah them and to allow them to do their thing, the koila begin high isoru delishna bishna kad kaimes arusa delay lasata. And what this means, and this is why all the Mefarshi Hazayah explain it, is that in Shemayim there's a Mekatrik, and the Mekatrik is Mekatrik. But the only way in Shemayim the Mekatrik is able to be Mekatrik is if on this world, Yidden are mekatrig against each other. If somebody says something bad about another Yid, so he's being mekatrig. And his maisa kitrug is what gives the mekatrig, his mazun ruchni that he needs in the ilamos, to be mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. Without him being mekatrig in this world, in Shemayim, there would be no ability for the Mekatrik to be able to do anything. If you look at the Pirush on the Zohar from the Pardes Rimoinim was written by the Ramak. Rav Moshe Kar Devera, the Baal Tamei Devera, he says, V'loy l'chinam amru chazal, sheloshin hori hi avera chamura b'yoyser, v'shkulo kavoydazoru gilai rayosh v'shfichas dobin, shekein al yedei loshin hori misoyra kitchuk al kol oilam. Because it's through loshin hori that it's misoyra kitchuk. And what the Ramak wrote, Bekitzer, the Chavetz Chaim wrote very much by Richos, and Kedarka Bakoydish, he plays it out, how the Eibishter has his Yeled Shashuai, which is Klai Yisrael, and all he wants is that Klai Yisrael should have good, but he knows Klai Yisrael is doing Averis, but he's willing to look away, I'm going to ignore it, I'm not going to pay attention to it. But then all of a sudden the prosecution comes in, and it gives the Eibishter no choice but to go ahead and to judge Klai Yisrael. What caused the prosecution to go in? The fact that he didn't speak Lashon Hara. Because if we're not Mekatrik against each other, well then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to not have to deal with the Mekatrik in the Shamayim. And says the Chafetz Chaim, so it comes out that when a Yid speaks Lashon Hara, it forces the Eibishter to now judge his HaBen Yaakov Ephraim in Yelet Shashum. These are Mamash's Lashonis. And this is something that he so doesn't want to do, right? U'kishiyeloi la'odah ben Yaakov, v'yelet Shashum, v'uroi eyu she'enoi misnai kashuro, af al pikein hu mechapa olav, meroi v'avosa yoysoi, v'af em yasrenu lefam, em yeh berev chanina v'chemla, omnam, im yavoyu elav anashim pam, ushtayim, v'yisapru loi meroi v'kulkulei b'noi, eich shehu meriv, u'meskoitei tem anashim aloi dover, v'shu malbin u'mach b'lakoel, b'vada yiskap above a koyach hakas. Then he has no choice. So says the Chafetz Chaim, the Eibush is willing to look away from every aver that we do. He's mukhin to look away. But if the Mekatrik doesn't give the Eibush a choice, well then the Eibush has no choice. And that's why the Eibush has no choice but to punish Klai Yisrael. Who gives the Mekatrik his ability to be Mekatrik, says the Zohar? It's when we're Mekatrik. It's when we speak Lashon Hara. And says the Chafetz Chaim, that's why Lashon Hara is so chamer. Right, the Gemara says that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Chafetz Chaim said it's Lashon Hara, it's Mefurish Rashi. We've spoken about this in the Sugi Bar Kamsa Bar Kamsa. It's an often Rashi. Mamash Arashi. Rashi says it wasn't Sinas Chinam. It was the Lashon Hara of the whole story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. And everyone knows Chafetz Chaim already asked the Kasha, what? Go through. Right, just read the Flavius Josephus, read Sefer Yosefon. All the averus that were going on at that point, it was Lashon Hara. The Teretz is Vehenei Nadvara. We could do averus, but if there's no Mekatrik, the Eibush is Mechapa, then you don't have to worry. And if you don't have to worry, everything's going to be Beseder. But because we speak Lashon Hara, Chalila, that's what gives the Mekatrik his Koyach. It says the Chafetz Chaim, page after page after page. That's why this is such a Chomer Digazach. The Chafetz Chaim was already megala this Indian, that the Yidden could do averos, but if there's no mekatrig, then the Eibishter looks away. And because the Eibishter looks away, so for that reason, this is not something that we have to worry about. This Indian mamish is the Sara Mishtalech. The side of the Sara Mishtalech is not getting rid of the averos, but it's getting rid of the Mekatrik. And if there's no Mekatrik, then the Eibishter can look at Klai Yisrael and say, Ben Yakili Ephraim, Im Yelet Shashuim, and he's Mechapa, Meiroi Vahavosa Yoisai, and he doesn't have to worry about anything. Luli de Mistafina. We know that when the Kohen Gadol used to enter Lefnai VeLefnim on Yom Kippur, so he used to bring the special carbon. Right, he did some of the hazayis, and additionally, there was one carbon that was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was a Keteris. Like Chafnov, the special Keteris that was brought, Lefnai B'Lefnim on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Tani Rab Chanina, what was Amak Keteris Mechaperis? What was the purpose of that Keteris? Aloshen Hara. Yavoy Dovet Shebechashoy, V'yichaper Al Maisach Hashoy. The purpose of the Keteris that was brought on Yom Kippur, Lefnai B'Lefnim, was Kapara for Loshen Hara. The Kohen Gadol has his one moment. He's entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's going to Fnai. He's going to be there for a very short period of time. There's one carbon he could bring right there. What's the carbon that he's bringing? It's a Keteris to be Mechapra Lashon Hara. It could be Vehenei Nadvarim. Because the Avodah of Yom Kippur was very much contingent upon this idea that the Mekatrik is not going to be able to do his thing. That's what it's contingent on. That's why we brought the Sara Mishtaleach. Well, part and parcel of that is to get them Mekatrik to not be Mekatrik. How does the Yid get the Mekachik not to be Mekachik by not speaking Lashon Hara? So the Kohen Gadol brought a Ketores to be Mechaper on the Chet of Lashon Hara. If the Yid didn't get Kapara on the Chet of Lashon Hara, now you don't have to worry about the Mekachik. The Ketores that was brought Lefnai VeLefnim is Mamish Heinei Nadvarim, like the Sarim Mishtalech. Two of the pinnacles and the climaxes of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. One is being done in the Midbar, in Eretz Kseira, Al Yedei the Ishiti, the other one's being done by the Kohen Gadol Lefnai VeLefnim Mamish. But they're both El Kivun Echad. The Kivun is to get the Mekatrik to go away. Through the Sar Mishtalech, we knock out the Mekatrik like Devin Ezra said, like the Ramban explained based on the Pirkei Eliezer and the Medrash and the Zohar. This Inyan, this big Soyed of the Sar Lazazel, as it relates to the Chet of Lashon Hara, that's like the Chafetz Chaim said, based on the Zohar Kodesh and Parshas Pekudei, like the Ramak said in Pardes Rimoinim, that really the reason Lashon Hara is Shokl Kenegad Lulav is because that's what gives the Mekatrik the ability. They're both doing the same thing, and they're so critical to the success of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. That's why there was such an emphasis. The truth is, if you look at the last paragraph of the Chafetz Chaim, here in Shara Schira Perek Beis, this is how he ends. He says, "V'hinei mikol zeh nuchal lahavil asgoydel ha'oynish sh'ro'yu lovay ala ovin amar hazeh ba'ilum hazeh ba'ilum haba ulefichal chizir oysonu David HaMelech olu v'asholem kishenach bo yitzlichti oyschaye ad ba'ilum haba miyo ish achof yitzchayim v'yomim toivim ba'ilum hazeh sh'tchil asakol lintzar haloshen meira v'kama anu tzrichim lehizboishesh ulehikole me'akodesh baruch hu sh'anu mispalim elo b'yomim noiroyim has kategor v'kach saneger tachtov v'anachnu ba'atzmei Al Yedei Aloshin Harishalano, Ma'irin Oisai Venoisloi Koyach Lakatrek, Hashem Yosim Beinenu Ahava Va'achva Vishalim Vireos. Mamish Vehein Hein Hadvarim. On Yom Kippur we daven Has Kateger Venach Kachsaneger. That's the Avoida, because that's really the best way to get out of a situation. That's the best way to get Slichu Mechila. Has Kateger Venachsaneger. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, it was done through the Sar Mishtaleach. Now, and through the Ketores that was brought Lefnai VeLefnim. Aber Bizmanenu, says the Chafetz Chaim, the one thing we can do is if we have Ahava V'Achva V'Sholim V'Reyos, if we're not Mekatrig against each other, says the Chafetz Chaim, then we can come to the Eibishter, and then we can daven, and we can say, Has Kategah V'Kach Saneger Tachta, and if we do that, all the Averis, doesn't matter if they're kalis or chamurois. It doesn't matter if they're bemezid or b'shoigig, if it's hoida or loy hoida. It doesn't matter if it's mises bezin or if it's krisis. All of them are going to be neschaper. Because if we're not mekatrik, there's no mekatrik in Shamayim, and the Davish is going to look down at us, and he's going to say, Abein yakili afrayim im yelet shashuim, umeiroiv avosay eleinu, will bring the gula shalem of Meher b'yameinu.